First 5 Santa Clara County, supporting the healthy development of children prenatal through age 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Welcome to First 5 Santa Clara County Hot Topic Podcast, illuminating stories and issues curious to the modern parent. Most people think of the physical aggression and social sniping that characterizes bullying as starting around late elementary school and stretching through high school. But believe it or not, bullying behavior among preschoolers is more common than you think. Because the behavior is typically associated with older kids, it is often overlooked during the younger years, when it's hard to tell the difference between normal social experimentation and emergent bullying behavior. Bullying can cause an enormous amount of stress, fear, and anxiety in young kids. And the behavior not only affects the victims, studies show that childhood bullies are more likely to do drugs and alcohol, abuse their spouses, get involved with criminal activities, and have negative peer relationships.
What's important for us is to be protectors of our child's wholeness, their wellness. And I as illness, we as wellness. You teach them. We're a family. Love yourself, defend yourself, protect yourself, make friendships, be with good people who keep you happy, be around not angry people, but happy people. Try to find the kids' hearts that are there. Be a person who gives heart and lends heart and becomes heart for other kids.
Michael Pritchard is one of America's nationally acclaimed keynote speakers who uses humor to inspire and educate his audiences on life skills, anti-bullying, violence prevention, and social-emotional learning. In this episode, we asked Mr. Pritchard to explain how we can teach children emotional wellness in order to support bully prevention. Michael, we know bullying behaviors can start as early as preschool. Can you tell us what that behavior looks like at an early age?
It starts to manifest itself at power struggles over sharing toys, over pushing, over being first, over being first in line, not your turn. It's not your turn. And so it's really important for us to stress as parents and family members and friends to share, to be polite, to be thoughtful, to be kind of mindful. You know, and I say that. I go, well, no, just be nice to people. And, you know, pain shared is pain divided, and compassion shared is compassion multiplied. We take care of each other.
So how do we tell the difference between a child who is being mean or just a kid with a child who is displaying more serious behavior?
What you find out is that the bully is the person who's been a victim, is the person who chooses anger for their feelings. And what's happened to our kids is if they get, by a teacher, shamed and humiliated, they internalize, they get angry, they'll lash out. If that happens at home from a mom or dad, if they get shamed or humiliated, they're going to look for a target when they get to school. They're waiting for a reaction from an adult. They're needing that, you know, when they roll their eyes or they huff or puff or, you can't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me. Well, in fact, yeah, we are the boss of you because we provide you everything. And we are providing a safe space for you. And when you hit the bubble of the hard, angry kid who's cynical because they've been so hurt, you know that hurt people, and if they're not transformative, if they're not able to be influenced by that, then you know you have a career bully, and that bully will do damage.
What can a parent or caregiver do to help readjust that behavior in preschool-aged children?
So I teach them that I is illness, but we is wellness. We're responsible to each other, that everybody has to be in charge of each other. Look out, be thoughtful, and know that we're responsible for each other's safety as well. When you see somebody being mean, you know that hurt people. And so instead of saying, you know, they're just being mean, don't say that. You say, you're being not nice. Not nice. And when you see children that do those behaviors, all they need, nurture, nurture, nurture. It's more than a Band-Aid. It's the healing love. They need to be comforted, hugged. They need to be reassured. And we need to get in their eyes and say, you know what? The way you're treating people is not nice. Not just to them, but to you.
What are behaviors that indicate a child is the victim of bully-like behavior in a preschool environment?
It's a distant stare. They're quiet. They isolate. They self-isolate. They push you away. You couldn't understand my pain. Mommy doesn't get what's going on to me. So when you have your daughter lashing out at you, it's because she's getting picked on at school. She's like going, I'm pushing you away until you love me. And that's what I want more than anything. I push you away, and make everybody angry at me. And then you have to all feel like you should love me more. Well, it's simple. Love them.
So you love them, but what do you tell them?
So teaching emotional wellness for the preschool thing is, sweetheart, kids will use words and they will say mean things. And it's up to you to know this. Nobody can make you feel bad unless you give them your permission. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to voice it. And you have to say, I'm not going to let you treat me that way. What you're doing is sick. If you inoculate them with identifying the behavior early, and saying, you're a sad person for the way you treat others. The more well you have, the less sick you have.
Michael, you've stressed the importance of early intervention. What are some messages we can give young children in order to prevent bully-type behavior?
This is from a little kid. This is how wise they are. Don't let their bad day be your bad day, or your bad day be their bad day. Don't play angry tag with people. What happens is you realize that they know that we play toxic tag. Adults do it. Adults, you know, show the way. If I'm angry, I can make you angry. So it's a choice. That's what you teach them. That anger is a choice, and it's a wrong choice. So teaching our kids to see with their hearts is the most powerful gift we give them. Getting them to drop from brain into heart and to live in heart and to find that compassion, forgiveness, connectivity, feeling of community, feeling of love and respect, and that everybody should be treated the same and equally and in a fair fashion, and sharing what we have. That's how we start it. And if we do it, the earlier we do it, under five, the less problems we'll have at 13, 14, 15, where these things are manifesting themselves.
Thank you, Michael, for sharing your wisdom with us. Michael Pritchard travels the country motivating and inspiring youth to be compassionate, to stand up for themselves, and to stand up for others. His gentle and generous spirit is contagious. To learn more about his work, please visit www.michaelpritchard.com. To hear more interviews and stories like this, as well as information about issues affecting our children, please go to first5kids.org. To subscribe to our Hot Topics and Ask the Experts podcast.